Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
My sermon text comes from the gospel reading for today. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. And then James and John come up to Jesus, the two sons of Zebedee, and they say, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." Jesus, deciding to humor them, says, "All right, what do you got?" They say, "Grant us to sit, one at your right hand and one at your left in your glory." Wow, what a question. It seems like Jesus called a pair of brothers with an overdeveloped sense of self-importance to be his followers. These two disciples hadn't known Jesus all that long, and already they've known that he's a pretty great guy. I mean, you know, he's done some pretty cool things, and you know, it wouldn't be so bad. You know, we have friends in high places, we got some connections, maybe we can pull a few strings and get him to do what we want. They're hoping to use their connection to their advantage and end up overstepping their bounds. They muster all the courage they have, maybe it's foolishness, and they come up to their Lord and say, "Teacher, Rabbi," and he says, "Yes, can you do us a favor?" "What is it?" "Okay, here's what we want. It's quite simple. We want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." And maybe this episode mirrors our own prayer life. Maybe we only speak to God when we want something. Maybe our prayers are like, "Dear God, I want you to do for me whatever I want, whatever I ask of you. Here's my list. Amen." And off to the next thing. When we pray like James and John, we misunderstand what Jesus said. Jesus did say, "The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Yes, Jesus came to serve, but he didn't come to cater to our every whim. He didn't come to be Santa Claus. He's not a Santa Claus God. He's not the Burger King God who says, "Have it your way." He's not the vending machine God. If we just put in our coin, we can just make our selection and he'll give us whatever we want. No, he gives us what we need. When we pray the Lord's Prayer, the prayer that Jesus taught us, we pray those lines, that line, "Thy will be done." It's "Thy will be done," talking to God, not "My will be done." And that's difficult for us sometimes to hear, because we think we know. We think we've got it figured out. We think we know what's best for us. But there is one who knows us even better than we know ourselves. The one who created us. The one who knows our every need and who wants to provide for us, who will provide for us. You see, Jesus did come to serve us. But he came to serve us by giving us the things we need, not the things that we think that we want. He knows us, he loves us, and he will provide. And when he comes to us, he gives us something that we never would have thought to ask for in a million years. He gives us his body and blood. God, I didn't want that. I didn't ask for that. I wanted wealth. I wanted prosperity, popularity. I wanted success and good health and a remodeled kitchen to boot. I wanted my children to do well in school. I wanted that promotion at work. God, I didn't want this. I didn't want you to die on a cross. That wasn't on my list. But it's what he gives us. Because it's the one thing that we need. So we're here at church, at a church service, at a worship service. There's that word service. And as Lutherans, we call this the divine service. I'm up here preaching in this service, and you're out there worshiping in this worship service. But in a worship service, who's doing the service? I think too often as Christians, we can think that it's us serving God. That we're the ones giving God something in worship. Maybe giving our praise, giving our offerings, giving our hearts, serving the Lord. But here at this service, this divine service, it's quite the opposite. You see, because instead of us giving those things to God, God is the one that's doing the service here. God is the one here giving us what we need. God here stoops down to serve us, not the other way around. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. And when God serves, God gives life. God's service doesn't advance our own selfish agendas. We might want it to. But rather, God's service advances his own agenda, that is, the salvation of the world. And frankly, I'm very thankful for that, because what that means is that really it doesn't matter how we light the candles. It doesn't matter whether cows come in flocks or herds. All that matters here is Jesus. Jesus coming to serve us in his word and sacrament, giving us the forgiveness that we need to live right before God, to live right before our neighbor. So maybe you came to church today wanting something on your wish list. Maybe you came to church today hoping to serve God, to get God's favor by showing up. Maybe you came to church today hoping to serve God, but surprise, God serves you. God feeds you with the very body and blood of Christ, broken and poured out on the cross for you, for your forgiveness. Nope, you're not going to find wealth here. You're not going to find success here. Chances are you're not going to find a whole lot of the stuff that you thought you wanted. You're not going to but rather, you're going to find what you need, the forgiveness of sins. Something far more precious than anything else on our lists. Here we find a servant king, the Son of Man, to whom was due all praise, honor, and adoration. And he comes here, and he stoops down to serve, even to give his life as a ransom. So we don't need the things that James and John ask for. We don't need to sit at his right hand or at his left hand in glory. We don't need to be number one. We don't need to have prestige or popularity or power here. We can be content, like him, to serve. To serve whomever it may be that God has placed in our lives. Look around you. There are so many opportunities to serve, to love as Christ has loved you. You see those around you in this room. You see those at work, even those out on the roads, those when you're shopping, those in your own home. Think about it. The King of Kings, if the King of Kings came to serve you, to give his life for you, you can serve your neighbor. I'd like to close us in prayer. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank you that you came not to give us what we want. It's hard sometimes. We want those things pretty badly, Lord. And sometimes you do give them to us, and we're thankful for that. But we're thankful that you give us what we need. We thank you for sending your Son to be a humble servant, to give his life for us as a ransom, to redeem us from sin, from death, from the power of Satan. Lord, we ask that your will be done in our lives. Not our will, Lord, but your good and perfect will. Because you know us better than we know ourselves. You know what we truly need. Lord, we ask you to give us contentment in your will, that when your will is done, Lord, we may not grumble or complain, but that we may see it as the blessing that it is. Lord, we thank you for these things. We thank you most especially for sending your Son, Jesus, to be our Savior, to restore our relationship with you, to forgive our sins, and to give us eternal life. Lord, we thank you for these things. In the holy name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.